strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation.
Wages rising at more than twice the rate of inflation. The smallest welfare rolls in 30 years. The highest home ownership in history. The lowest peacetime unemployment since 1957.
This is a strong nation.
I thank the commission for arranging this special session. I thank you for helping us to find a way to meet the nation's need to learn all that we can about preserving important constitutional principles. Despite continued harassment of American shipping, America's response is insufficient.
Each of us are responsible for the decisions we make in life.
Wages rising at more than twice the rate of inflation. The smallest welfare rolls in 30 years. The highest home ownership in history. The lowest peacetime unemployment since 1957.
Each of us are responsible for the decisions we make in life.
Wages rising at more than twice the rate of inflation. The smallest welfare rolls in 30 years. The highest home ownership in history. The lowest peacetime unemployment since 1957.
I thank you for helping us to find a way to meet the nation's need to learn all that we can about preserving important constitutional. The U.S. government is not on of American shipping. America's response is insufficient. The U.S. government is not on of American shipping. America's response is insufficient.
Wages rising at more than twice the rate of inflation. The smallest welfare rolls in 30 years. The highest home ownership in history. The lowest peacetime unemployment since 1957.
By continued harassment of American shipping, America's response is insufficient. The U.S. government is not on war footing.
This is the beginning of a new era.
The U.S. government is not on war footing. Despite continued harassment of American shipping, America's response is insufficient.
This is a strong nation. Bring them on.
These offensive military preparations continue, thus increasing the threat to the hemisphere. Further action will be justified.
The beginning of a new era.
Wages rising at more than twice the rate of inflation. The smallest welfare rolls in 30 years. Highest home ownership in history. The lowest peacetime unemployment.
Radical freedom-hating terrorists declared war on America and on the civilized world.
It shall be the policy of this nation regard any nuclear missile launched from the United States as an attack.
The U.S. government is not on war footing. Radical freedom-hating terrorists declared war on America and on the civilized world.
I have directed the continued and increased
U.S.
surveillance of the United States and its military buildup. It shall be the policy of this nation regard any nuclear missile launched from the United States as an attack requiring a full retaliatory response. These offensive military preparations continue, thus increasing the threat to the hemisphere. Requiring a full retaliatory response. Bring them on.
nation.
America has been at war, and under President Bush's leadership, we will remain at war. We owe it to those that we lost, and to their loved ones, and to our country. The world has changed so much that it is hard to remember what our lives were like before the war.